Chapter 2. Andras was excited. He rode his horse across the fields towards home. He hit his horse hard to make it go as fast as it could. He rode right into the center of town. When he reached the great hall, he jumped down and went inside. This was the largest building in town. It was where the king made all the important decisions. It was very impressive. Andras saw a group of people sitting at the far end of the hall. He was very determined as he walked towards them. They were sitting at a table enjoying their lunch. There were 6 men, all grey-haired and aged. "Father," Andras said loudly, "I want to speak to you." The king looked annoyed. Andras had not shown respect. He had known these men for many years and enjoyed their company. It was wrong for his son to demand to speak to him. King Brennin loved his son very much. Andras was full of energy. He was brave and hard-working. However, he was becoming more and more impatient recently. He wanted everything right now. He could not wait. Andras needed to remember that his father was the king. Andras needed to show respect. Nobody could demand to speak with King Brennin. "I am busy eating lunch with my friends, Andras," said the king. "Come back later." Andras was annoyed. "You can't just send me away," said Andras angrily. "I'm not a child." "Well, you're behaving like a child," said the king. The men around the table laughed. Andras's face turned red with anger, and he stared at them. The men became silent. They knew Andras was very different to his father. People had to be very careful when they were around Andras. "Father, you're growing old," said Andras. "I know how old I am, Andras," said the king. "I don't need you to remind me." The king picked up his spoon and said, "Now, if you don't mind, I want to finish my lunch." But Andras was too impatient. "Father, we must speak," he said. "I have something very important to say." Andras tried not to shout. He tried to show respect. He knew he needed permission to speak. "I did not mean to disrespect you," he said. "I know that you are a wise and good king. I hope that one day I will be as wise as you." The king put down his spoon. He knew his son wasn't going to leave him in peace. "What is it you want, Andras?" Andras was quiet for a moment. The king and his friends waited for Andras to speak. "I want your crown," he said. "I want to be king."